This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Matching feed delivery to the nutrient needs of the cow is the best means of managing input costs. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo explains, not all forages are equal in nutrient value, and a one-size-fits-all approach to feeding cows is rarely accurate.
Our early gestation cows have lower nutrient requirements compared to our late gestation and early lactation cows. And so by feeding our high-quality hay or forage to cows with those lower nutrient requirements, we tend to see overspending. And conversely, when we feed that lower quality hay to those cows that have higher nutrient requirements, we tend to see things like loss of body condition and potential animal performance as well.
For many herds, there's little time to add body condition to cows, as most are calving or soon will be. But as she lactates, her nutritional needs continue to ramp up, with peak lactation roughly 60 to 90 days post-calving.
It's really important during this time, in terms of subsequent performance and particularly reproductive performance, that we meet that cow's nutrient requirements.
First calf heifers are especially vulnerable to these challenges as they are still growing while nursing a calf and preparing to rebreed. Ricardo urges producers to give these girls some extra TLC. But how do we determine what feeds will meet those needs?
When you test your hay, your forages, then it removes the guesswork. It's really hard to build an accurate and cost-effective ration if you don't know exactly what's in it.
Visit the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on matching the forage supply to cowherd requirements.